गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णविंद की जय। रामाचार्य शिल हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रिंस कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपनाथ राम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोविंद की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। रथ यात्रा फेस्टिवल की जय। सैन फ्रांसिस्को टेम्पल की जय। स्वामी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबली। All glory to the Assembled. All glory to the Assembled. Thank you very much.
I now deliver a brief message regarding the Rocky Opera Festival. Following which, the members of the press will present their questions to His Divine Grace.
My dear boys and girls, I thank you very much for your kindly receiving me to serve you. This Ratha Yatra festival is part of our Krishna consciousness movement. This Krishna consciousness movement was started by Lord Krishna 5,000 years ago in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Perhaps all of you know the famous book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. In that Bhagavad Gita, 9th chapter, last verse, it is said there, Manmana bhava mad bhakta, mad jadi mang namaskuru, mami vaishasi tonte. In that verse, it was assured by Lord that you always think of me, manmana bhava, mad bhakta, become my devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji, just worship me. In this way, you will come to me, mami vaishas. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to utilize to the best possible means in this human form of life. We are coming to this human form of life in the evolutionary process from aquatics to reptiles to plants and trees, then birds and geese, then human form of life. Out of that human form of life, there are many uncivilized form of life just above the monkeys. But those who are civilized means those who are following the instruction of the Vedas, Varnashram Dharma. The human society divided into four Varnas and four Ashramas. The four Varnas are social divisions, namely the student life, the householder life, the retired life, and renounced life. These four divisions of social life and four divisions of spiritual life, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, brahman, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. In this way, there are eight divisions. These eight divisions of human society are very scientifically adopted. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatuvarnam maya sristam, gunakarma vibhagas. This civilized division of human society is so perfect that one can gradually from the aquatic life can go back to home, back to God. Now, this Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest boon to the human form of life. When Lord Krishna was present, he advised this Krishna consciousness movement in the shape of Bhagavad Gita. Unfortunately, there are many scholars, academic scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but because they do not come in the disciplic succession from Krishna, they misinterpret the real sense of Bhagavad Gita and mislead the whole human society to the darkest region of ignorance. So, when Krishna was present, once upon a time, there was a lunar solar eclipse. At that time, Krishna, with his elder brother and sister, his elder brother's name was Balaram, and his younger sister's name was Subhadra. This Subhadra was also wife of Arjuna. So these three brothers and sisters, in a chariot, came from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra. At that time, the inhabitants from Vrindavan, Krishna's childhood was spent at Vrindavan under the care of his foster father, Nanda Maharaj. So, when Krishna went to his real father, Vasudeva, at Dwarka and came back to Kurukshetra on this occasion of solar eclipse, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who were suffering too much out of separation from Krishna, they came to see him. And at that time, his beloved Radharani was too much afflicted. She said, "Krishna, you are the same Krishna, I am the same Radharani. But the place is different, Kurukshetra. It is not Vrindavan. Therefore, I wish that you come with me to Vrindavan and let us enjoy our previous life." This is the ecstasy of the residents of Vrindavan. Lord Chaitanya, when he appeared, he took sannyas at the age of 24 years, and by his mother's request, he was living at Jagannath Puri. So every year, he was taking part in this car festival of Jagannath. This Jagannath Diti was established by one king, Indradumna, about more than 3,000 years ago. This temple is very old. Even in some literature of your Christian religion, I find that Lord Jesus Christ also went to this Jagannath temple and lived there for some time. Of course, how far it is true, that is to be judged by you, but I have read this information in a Christian book, Aquarian Gospel. So, if we take this incident that Lord Jesus Christ also went to Jagannath temple, then from historical point of view it is 2,000 years old. But it is, according to our calculation, it is more than 3,000 years old. So this Indradumna king, he asked Vishwakarma to carve the deity of Krishna, Balaram and Subhadra. And there was a time limit. Vishwakarma made an agreement that unless I finish the deity carving very nicely, you cannot see me. The door was closed, and the king was very much anxious to see the temple is established very soon. So he forcibly opened the door, and he saw that the deities were half finished. The deity Jagannath, as you see, did appear half finished. The king decided, never mind, it is half finished. I shall install these deities in the temple. Since then, the three deities, Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra, are being worshipped in India, Jagannath Puri, perhaps you know, and the car festival takes place every year, and millions of people go there to participate in that car festival. So because we have started this Krishna consciousness movement in your country, this car festival and Lord Chaitanya taking part in this is one of the paraphernalia of our Krishna consciousness movement. And because it divides our consciousness about Krishna, it is a easy process for reviving mass Krishna consciousness. Therefore, if you participate in this star festival, as it is stated in the scripture, Ratheta Bhamanang Drishya Punat Janmana Vidyate, if you kindly see this Jagannath Deity riding on this cart and in procession, and as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanted the Hare Krishna mantra in front of this car, then, according to our Vedic scripture, if you participate in this festival, in your next life, you will go to back to home, back to God. So at least, I request you to come and see the star festival. There is no expenditure, but it is simply joyful. You haven't got to pay anything. You simply come, chant Hare Krishna mantra, dance with us, and when you are tired, we shall give you nice prasadam. So, on behalf of Krishna Conscious Society, I invite you, all boys, girls, ladies and gentlemen, to take part in this star festival, and I thank you very much.
Now as Divine Grace will answer questions from the members of the press.
Why do you think a growing number of young Americans are attracted to the Krishna consciousness movement?
It is very interesting question. However, this body is combination of matter and spirit. So, we have got some temporary necessities of this body that is called material necessities. So far your country is concerned, your country is opulent. We have got all supplies of the necessities of the body. Now, after this, there is another urge which is described in the Vedanta Sutra as Brahma Jigyasa, inquiring about the Supreme, Absolute Truth. When one is above material poverty or material necessities of life, the next question is, that is natural, about spiritual. Because we are a combination of matter and spirit. So that spiritual inquiry is there. Therefore, generally, these boys and girls, they look to some Indian Swami to give them some enlightenment. Unfortunately, perhaps before me, all the Swamis who came here, they did not give them the right information. Perhaps they did not know it. So, I am delivering the right message of spiritual life. Bhagavad Gita. It is not manufactured by me and concocted by me. It is the old story, 5,000 years. If we accept the statement of Bhagavad Gita, this book of knowledge was first discussed with the Sun God some millions of years ago. So it is not a new thing. But in due course of time, sometimes it becomes covered. So, Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, he wanted to give this spiritual knowledge of Krishna consciousness throughout the whole world. And he has ordered to every Indian that anyone who has taken birth as a human being in India should preach this transcendental knowledge throughout the whole world. So perhaps previously somebody have preached this Krishna consciousness knowledge, but since 1965 or 66, since I started this movement from New York, generally all the boys and girls, young as Dekshan, they are very much kind upon me and they are coming to me, and I am very glad to have them. I am just training them to the right spiritual standard of life, and I am happy they are abiding by them.
Prabhupada, do you have any advice for ordinary Americans?
This is open for everyone, not ordinary or extraordinary. Anyone can come and chant with us and take advantage of the Krishna consciousness movement. Unfortunately, the elderly people, they do not think that it is necessary. That is the difficulty. Rather, we invite not only these boys and girls, their fathers, their grandfathers. Let all of them come and scrutinizingly study this philosophy. We have got hundreds of books. It is the Krishna consciousness movement. It is understandable even by the child and even by the greatest philosopher of the day. Recently I had some talk with Dr. Stahl on this high level understanding of Krishna consciousness. So if philosophers, scientists, thinkers, they come to me, we can convince them how this Krishna consciousness movement is important for the whole human society.
Do you know
Paul called that?
Do you know how many followers there are in the United States now?
Unlimited. Some of them admit, and some of them do not admit. That's all. Everyone is eternally servant of God. But some of them admit and some of them do not admit. That is difficult. But anyone who does not admit, he is servant of somebody. That is a fact. He cannot be master. Everyone is servant. But one who knows that I am servant of Krishna, his life is perfect. That's all. Please try to understand this point, that everyone is servant. Even your president is servant of the nation. So nobody can say that I am no one servant. He is servant. But he does not know that he actually is the servant of the Supreme Law. That is his ignorance. We are just eradicating this ignorance. That you are servant, but you admit that you are servant of God. That is will make your life success. That's all. Therefore I say that there are unlimited followers. Some of them admit and some of them do not admit. That is the division. But if anyone comes to me, I shall make him to admit. Yes.
That's all, anyone?
Yes.
That's all.
We can have a car.
All right, thinking tricks, huh?
Yeah.